At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Welcome to the WREL Daily Download. I'm your host, Amanda Lamb. In today's deep dive conversation with WREL's Five on Your Side producer, Pritchard Strong, we're talking about the increase in car insurance rates and why and how it may be affecting you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So part of this is a really wild story. Apparently, some cars are getting stolen because of a challenge on TikTok. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's kind of like an instructional how-to of stealing cars. These are Kia and Hyundai models, particular ones between 2015 and 2022. And they can be stolen using simple tools like a screwdriver and a USB cable. People are breaking in, tearing apart these steering columns, and they're able to jump start these cars and take them on joyrides. Videos have been posted on TikTok. There are some security updates coming out for it. Local dealerships are offering that to kind of help prevent this, but it's been a big problem.
And so what are owners facing as a result of this happening? What's going on with their car insurance?
They're having issues with car insurance, first off, getting parts to repair, get their cars back in working order because this has been happening so frequently. One person that we spoke with, she went over 30 days without being able to get her car back and get it replaced. Her insurance only covered 30 days of a rental car, so she had to return that car. Luckily, she had a work vehicle, I think, that she was able to use, but a lot of people don't necessarily have that, so it puts you in a tricky situation. We had a WREL employee who this happened to, and her car was a total loss. As a result of this challenge and all the issues, State Farm and Progressive have dropped coverage of certain models in certain locations. So that, again, has been an issue for people insuring their cars.
That's incredible. I mean, because if you have one of these cars and then you're relying on car insurance and all of a sudden you're dropped, I mean, what are you to do? So this is part of a bigger problem. Explain what's going on nationwide with car thefts and how this is affecting car insurance.
Car thefts have been going up. In 2022, there were more than 1 million nationwide, which was the highest in 15 years. Our local data is a little bit incomplete for that, but you go back a year to 2020, 2021, Raleigh was up 12%, Durham up 16%. Cary was up a whopping 61% in car thefts. That was according to Value Penguin.
That's huge.
Who we spoke with. Yeah, it is. It is.
And so when more cars are getting stolen, car insurance rates go up across the country.
Absolutely. They do. It's a reactionary thing, and it's just kind of one part of the problem and the reason why car insurance rates are going up.
Well, we're going to be back after the break with more from WREL's Pritchard Strong about rising car insurance rates and how you can reduce your rates.
I chose William Peace University because of the small class sizes. I feel that you get more one-on-one time with teachers. With class sizes like about 16 per teacher, you can really get that one-on-one help a lot of students need.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Goal! Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the WREL Daily Download. I'm talking with WREL's Pritchard Strong about why car insurance rates are increasing and what you can do to reduce your costs. So another increase that's happening across the country, fatal crashes during the pandemic. How does that affect overall rates?
So fatal crashes in North Carolina went up 20% from 2019 to 2021. It was the sixth highest increase in the nation. And as you know, a lot of that time was during the pandemic when roads were empty. And apparently, according to the experts that we've spoken to, it seems that there were a lot of young drivers who were driving too fast, getting into crashes. There were more fatal accidents happening. But at the same time, insurance companies were actually paying back some premiums because so few people were driving. So they were losing money in that respect, but they were filing and covering more claims because of the fatal accidents and crashes.
So now they're trying to recoup that.
Exactly.
And we're seeing increases here in North Carolina, but the good news is it's below the national average.
It is below the national average, 4% for North Carolina. National average has been going up 8%. It may not sound like a lot, but those are decent increases.
So let's say you're a driver here in North Carolina. You get in an accident, you get a speeding ticket, you get a DWI. What can happen to your insurance in those cases?
Having a dangerous incident on your driving record just skyrockets your insurance costs. They can go up by 115%, which experts have told us is the highest nationwide. That's North Carolina, if you have one of those dangerous incidents on your driving record.
So that's kind of counterintuitive because overall we're going up less than the average. But yet if you have one of these specific instances, your personal, your individual car insurance is really going to be out of the park.
A huge incentive to drive safely and kind of get those marks on your driving record off.
Absolutely. So obviously, I'm thinking, when you're looking at this situation, it's a good idea to shop around. Are all insurance companies doing the same thing, or do they offer different rates?
It's going to be different. I'm not somebody who shops around for car insurance. We've had one company for a long time. It's not something I think to do much, but it does pay off. In some of the research that we found, companies, the cost was $2,000 difference for the same coverage, same car. It's just that some car insurance carriers, if they have a bad year with a certain type of vehicle, they may end up charging more than another type of company. So it really does pay to shop around and see what kind of options are out there for you.
Anything else we can do to try to cut our costs in this area?
The more safety features and the more anti-theft measures that you have, the better. So if you're shopping around for a car, looking at buying a used car or anything like that, that could be one of the things that weighs heavily into your decision on which way to go.
Because, again, they're looking at these cars that are easily stolen.
Exactly.
And if you have a car that's not as easily stolen, you have a better chance of not just getting insured at all, but getting a better rate.
Exactly.
So I know that there is a rate bureau here in North Carolina, and they kind of control what insurance companies can do. Tell me what they're looking at right now and what can happen and when.
Yeah, so last month, the Rate Bureau asked for a 28% increase, which is just a huge figure. And right now, Department of Insurance, they're taking a look at that. A lot of times, these come out as big asks. They get negotiated down to a smaller rate. But this number, 28%, is way higher than anything that has come through in recent years. Typically, it's single-digit rate increase, even tenths of a percent. Sometimes the rates actually go down. So this is a big ask that would take effect on October 1st, whatever it comes out to be.
And so the bottom line is most of us have to drive, especially in the Triangle in terms of public transportation. It's not as seamless as it could be. So most of us drive, and so we're going to have to deal with this. So I guess the bottom line is just really know what you're getting into depending on the company.
Driving safe, shopping around for different companies, the type of car that you have, like we just kind of talked about, checking to see, if that's going to cost you more than another option that you may be looking to buy, maybe worth your time to save money on your insurance.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Pritchard, for your time and for explaining all of this to us. And thank you for listening to the WREL Daily Download and making us part of your morning routine. If you like what you're hearing, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or on whatever podcast app you use. Another great way to get WREL news is the Morning Briefing Newsletter. It's a daily email waiting in your inbox every morning with Triangle News events and headlines to get you ready for the day. Sign up at WREL.com/newsletter.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.